Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's go. Let's get it. All right, so I'll explain that to y'all at another time. We are talking about working just to pay your bills. That's what we're talking about this Saturday afternoon, this rainy Saturday afternoon on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. What do y'all know about working just to pay your bills? Working just to pay your bills, it sounds like a sad existence. It sounds like something that nobody would ever want to do. It sounds like something that sounds really depressing. It almost sounds like slave labor. Working just to pay your bills. What do you know? What do you know? Well, we've probably all been in a situation where we weren't making as much money as we wanted to make, and we weren't as financially secure as we would have liked to have been. And whenever you're not making the kind of money that you want to make, it always seems like the time just goes slower. It always seems like the world just seems to be a little bit less than fair, you know? So we have to make some adjustments in the way that we do things. We have to pick a little bit off the tree. We have to grow a little bit more in the dirt, and we have to basically get our weight up and do what's necessary in order for us to get to the point where we can be able to buy things and not have to worry about having things being shut off and all that kind of stuff. Money problems are the things that can make life seem extremely hard, especially when you have to witness other people seeming like they're doing so well financially. It doesn't help that the internet shows us images of people seeming to get all of this money. They're moving into these big houses, they're driving these big expensive cars, wearing all of this expensive jewelry, and they just seem to have access to the world. And not that those things are really true, not that they are actually going on, but perception is often stronger than reality. The way that you feel about things is the world that you live in. The way that you feel about things is the world that you live in. So if you feel like you're rich, you're wealthy, you're in good spirits and good health and good company, it's going to show. And when you feel like you don't really have anything, regardless of how much you may actually have, it's going to show as well. So by no means am I a financial guru. I'm not the type of person that can tell you how to make a bunch of money. But I am the type of person that can show you how to enjoy life. I am the type of person that can lead you down the path of learning to appreciate what life has to offer and learning to appreciate what you actually offer life. And I think that that's a good thing to be, a good way to be, a good thing to be. And so that's something I practice every day. And no, I'm not able to see the world through rose-colored glasses. I'm not the positive Peter or anything like that. However, I do practice positivity in my life, and I refuse to live my life by the dollar. I refuse to live my life only being able to appreciate life if my bank account is high or my pockets are full of money or that, you know, I'm getting all of this cash. And I know that there are plenty of people who feel like me, but there's a difference between, I think, the way that I feel, well, my philosophy of life and other people's. Like I'm not a hippie. I'm not a hippie. I'm not a tree hugger. I'm not a world traveler, backpacker. You know what I mean? Hostel. And when I say hostel, a hostel is like a hotel room, a motel room. Hostels were like the first Airbnb before they came out with Airbnb. You know, you stay in a hostel. Like if you go to to Europe, and you, let's say you travel from France to England to Belgium to I don't know, Switzerland, one of those European countries, you may not have a lot of money if you're moving around to stay in an expensive, plush, or even decent hotel sometimes. So they have these things called hostels. And a hostel is where you can basically wash your ass and lay your head for the night. But you don't want to be there for no extended period of time. You know what I mean? You come through like, all right, I want to see the Eiffel Tower. I'm going to Paris. I want to see the Eiffel Tower. I want to go to the Louvre. I want to suck in some of the culture of these cathedrals and things like that. I want to suck up and experience some French culture through Paris. But, you know, right after that, you may be going to explore the French countryside, or maybe on your way to Amsterdam, or should I say Holland, or you know, the Netherlands, or whatever. You know, so if you're traveling like that, you're probably not independently wealthy. So, you know, you might have to, you know, stay up in a hostel. It's much, much cheaper than renting a hotel or a motel for the night. Because it's like renting not just a room, but you're probably not even going to be in the hostel by yourself. You're probably not going to be in a hostel all by yourself. So like I said, I'm not a hippie. I'm not one of those persons. I like nice stuff. I like to have cash, and I like to, you know, I like jewelry. I like the trappings of success. It's just that the trappings of success doesn't mean success for me. More than anything else, I need peace of mind. I need to be able to feel good about going to bed at night, and I like to feel good about waking up in the morning and looking forward to the day ahead of me. That's my definition of happiness. So when we talk about working just to pay your bills, it sounds like a situation of desperation. It sounds to me like a situation of desperation. It doesn't sound like fun. Yeah, you hear people talk about it all the time. Man, I'm just working to pay my bills. I don't really have money to do this. I don't have money to do that. I can't afford to do this. I can't afford to do that. I feel like I just, you know, go to work every day. I don't really make any money, and I come home, and, you know, I'm just trapped. I'm just stuck. I'm just where I am. Sound familiar to anybody? Well, I like to take an introspective look into any situation that a person is in, whether they are running around here like they just won the Super Bowl or whether they feel like they just went 0-17 on the season. Because perspective means everything in your daily life. If you can see something through the lenses of something productive, something good, something constructive, then you have what a lot of people are missing. We all know people who make a lot of money, but they better keep making a lot of money because all of their friends were made through the money that they make. All of the spouses that they've had, the girlfriends, the boyfriends, you know, all of the relationships that they've ever formed have been centered around the money that they have or what they could provide for others. Doesn't sound like a good thing to me. Some people, it sounds good to. Well, the people that it normally sounds good to are the people who are broke. When you're broke, anybody who seems to have money seems to be doing well in your eyes. If I had a couple of dollars, I would be able to holler. I would be able to seem as smart as the scholars. Speaking of scholars, if you're such a scholar, how come you can't make a dollar? Holler back, holler. I get it. And that's why I choose to take an introspective look into people's situation. So when we talk about working just to pay the bills, are we even telling the truth, man? Are we telling the truth? Because people be talking about I'm just working to pay my bills. But when you, if you've ever been around a person who says that they're working just to pay their bills, if you were ever around them on check day, I bet you would see them do more with their money besides just pay the bills. I bet you would see more things being purchased than just the bills. I'll bet you, with a lot of people who say that they're working just to pay the bills, I'll bet you that a large percentage of those people don't even pay the bills first. I'll bet you that a large percentage of the people who say that they're working just to pay the bills don't even pay their bills first. And I ain't mad at that, because we all get a little defiant. You ever get defiant when it comes to paying your bills? I know I do. I know I do. I've done crazy stuff, like I'll get paid and won't pay none of the bills until the last minute, which is actually a good thing to do. It's never a good thing to pay the bills after their due date, but waiting until the last minute to pay them is a good idea, as long as you're going to actually be able to pay them that day. I remember when online bill paying first came out, and you would find out that the day that you paid the bill online wouldn't post to that account, and then you wind up still having to pay a late fee even though you paid on time. That's not a good look. No, no. So you have to make sure that if you're going to wait until the last minute to pay your bills, that you're doing it the right way. All right. Now, what I'm saying is this. There have been times when I would take my money, I would get paid, and I would try to stretch the money until the next pay, so it wouldn't seem like I had to give away such a large percentage of the money to pay bills. I don't know about y'all, but I don't like to pay no bills. I don't have no problem admitting that. I don't like to pay any bills. I don't like bills. I know that that's not the adult or responsible thing to say or the way to feel. I don't care. At least I tell the truth. You got all these people out here acting like paying bills is something that they want to do. So if you had the choice to never have to pay a bill again, you wouldn't take advantage of it? You wouldn't seize that opportunity? I would. In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. If you would tell me, yo, Omar, look, I got this situation where you will never pay even so much as a Netflix bill, a phone bill, a light bill, gas bill, water bill, nothing. You will never have to pay again. I got this situation. I'm going to be like, if you're telling the truth, you are about to be God to me, brother or sister. So, no, I don't like to pay bills, so I try to find the most, I try to find the easiest way or the most seamless way to be able to pay my bills. First order of business being to reduce the amount of bills that I have to pay. One way to feel like you are living check to check is to have a whole lot of bills to pay. And we do this, ordering things, opening up accounts. You know, we don't really think about it sometimes because it may not seem like a lot of money. So let's say you opened up this credit card account and then that credit card account, that credit card account. And in your mind, you were saying, I'm not even going to use these credit cards. I'm just going to sit on them, you know, for a rainy day or you know, if I need something or in the case of an emergency. But I'm not really going to use anything. But then you wind up using them. Especially store credit cards. Store credit cards they're not used for anything except for buying products up out of the store. Now, I can, you know how they have store credit cards that are actual credit cards, like a Macy's Visa. And I know Sears had a Sears MasterCard or something like that when Sears was open. But anyway, so You may not carry large balances on some of these store credit cards, and you may feel like, well, you know, since I have a Macy's credit card, I'll go ahead and buy a couple of outfits. Like, look, I got $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 limit on Macy's card, and I only spent $300-$400. So, $300-$400, only about $30. I'll pay them $50, maybe $75. Go ahead and pay it off really fast. But that ain't hurting nothing. That's one of the ways that we run into trouble. That's one of the quickest ways we run into trouble. Figuring, well, you know, I only spend a little bit of money on a lot of accounts. A little bit of money on a lot of accounts. A little bit of money on a lot of accounts. That thing adds up to a high amount. A little bit of money on a lot of accounts. Little bit of money on a lot of accounts. Little bit of money on a lot of accounts. That shit equals up to high amounts. You are paying 20 things or $25 a piece. That's some release of a lot of funds. That thing is coming out of your ones, and it ain't no fun. So you got to do a little better with your spending. You got to say no. You got to make sure that you don't have too many things that you got to pay, even if the balance is low. You can work this thing out, and I think I should help, and I'm willing to do that, not only for your edification, but for my goddamn self, because these are lessons that I had to learn, money that I earned. I don't like to give it all out, because I need a little bit of money to do the things that I want to do, because nigga got clout. And I'm telling y'all, you can do a little better for yourself, You can get a little sweater for your health, And we can wet this thing up just like a shirt. Squirt, squirt. All right. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752, and this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Saturday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is a Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world, and try to figure out this thing called life. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show, and welcome all of y'all. All y'all. So, getting back to this, you know, a bunch of accounts with little small amounts that you have to pay. You know, if you're paying $25, but you're doing that on 10 accounts, and yeah, it sounds like that's too much. That's too many accounts. How can you get up to that amount? I mean, that many accounts, you know, coming out of your bills. It's not hard. It's not hard. If you really think about it, you know what? I'm gonna show y'all how easily this can be done. Don't start judging me. Do not start judging me. But I'm going to put y'all on to some, like all of these apps in my phone. I'm going to read off some of these things to y'all. And I'm going to show y'all what I had to do in order to, you know, I mean, I hate checking my bank account app and seeing, oh my God, they taking this, they nickel and diming me to death, because I'm nickel and diming myself to death. And this is one of the ways you wind up living just to pay your, working just to pay your bills. All right, so what do we have on this page? Okay, nothing to pay on that page. Uh-oh, sorry, Capital One. Credit card. Okay. All right. What do we have on this page? Macy's. Best Buy. Sirius XM. Peacock. Now, check this out. I don't even watch Peacock. But Peacock takes money out of my account every month. Now, I'm like, It's only $5.99. Don't hurt nothing. $5.99. Let's keep going. Macy's. I don't owe a lot on my Macy's. I haven't bought anything from Macy's in months. So I have a high credit card amount, but my balance is really low. Like next month, I'll pay the whole thing off. No more Macy's. Best Buy. I need to get that one down. I like electronic things. I like gadgets and stuff like that. Best Buy. So Best Buy will be one of those bills that will catch me out there. Now y'all should do this on y'all phone too. All right, let's go to the next page. What we got here? Okay, nothing to pay on this page. Whew. All right, what do we have on this page? This page, we have my bank account app. We have the Philadelphia Eagles app. Now, it doesn't cost anything to have a Philadelphia Eagles app, but I buy season tickets. And I also buy merchandise. So this is a bill. This is a pretty big bill. Because I bought a lot of accessories that I didn't buy and stuff. Like, I bought these stickers. I bought those. I'm missing a sticker, ain't I? I think I am. I believe so. But anyway. Oh, no. We good. Yeah, I bought those stickers. You know, that's money coming out of my account. All right, let's go to the next page. What we have here? Netflix, Nike app, OfferUp app, Skype, Patreon, Progressive Insurance. What do we have here? I don't pay for Netflix. So that bill is through. I don't even watch anything on Netflix. So even though I think Netflix, how much is Netflix now? About I don't know, what are they gouging people now for? About $12 a month? Whatever. Okay. Nike app. I ordered a few pairs of sneaks last year. That's a bill. OfferUp. OfferUp is one of those sharing apps where people can put their used products online and people can bid for them, sort of like eBay, but not exactly like eBay. But so if you have some things that you want to get rid of, like let's say if I wanted to sell these headphones, you know, look, nice pair of Beats headphones, Beats Studio headphones, or these headphones, Z-Moda. Premium headphones, you know, because of my audiophile. What are these headphones? Oh, are these earbuds? Beats earbuds. I could put those on OfferUp, and you know, I could sell them. People could offer me I could set a price that I want to sell them for. People could either match that price or ask for a lower price. Anyway, I bought a lot of stuff off of there. I haven't bought anything off of there this year, but they have been actually a valuable resource in the past. But we have how many? And Patreon, I support at least one show on Patreon. So we have what? 1, 2, 3, 4. And Skype. I never use Skype anymore, but I'm paying for it, and it's only like $2.99 a month. More nickels and dimes. Keep up with me, y'all. This is going to make sense at the end. Just bear with me. All right, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bills on that account. How many did we have on the account before? The Eagles app, the TD Bank app. So that's really only one bill there. Nothing on that one. How many did we have on that first page?
The first page we had 1, 2, 3, 4. Shoot. All right, hold on. Now we got 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, you know what? The PlayStation app is on here too, so that's 5. 5 on that page, none on that page. We up to 5. 6 with the Eagles, 7 with the TD Bank app. Okay, 7 there. Then we go to Progressive Insurance, 8, 9, OfferUp, 10, Nike, 11, Patreon, 12, Skype. Y'all there with me? All right, here we go. Here we go. Next page, Capital One, 13, Groupon, 14, there's a ShopRite app, but I don't use that. All right. What else we got? We got next page, eBay, 15, Credit One, credit card, 16, Discovery Plus, 17, Everwash. I have this app that allows me to go get my car washed. Unlimited washes. 18, right? All right. All right. 18. All right. Next page. Audible. 19. Chase Manhattan. 20. Kindle. Now, I don't use Kindle anymore. And there's an Apple Music. I don't use Apple Music. So I'm not going to count that. But we had 20, right? We had 20. Then we have Cash App. You're going to have to count that. Cash App. 21. I don't use Uber, so I can't count it. I'm not going to cheat. True. For what I'm doing, I don't need to cheat. All right, next page. PayPal. 22. That's it. Next page. URL TV app. 23. Napster. 24. Caffeine. I just gave them money. That was a free app, but I just gave them money because they had a battle rap event last weekend. So that's 25. Prime Video. Prime Video. I pay for that. 26. Ain't no way around it. Amazon Music. I deaded that. Now I get that for free. So we up to 26. Next page, which is the last page, is nothing. What did y'all notice? Now, that's a lot of bills, right? That's a lot of bills. That's 26 entries. 26 entries. Now, you might say, like, yo, you spending out of control. Many of those I stopped, you know, I went ahead and ended them. But this is what I had to do. This is what I had to do in order to have some money in my pocket. Because these little nicks and dimes, I don't care if it's $5.99 here, $10.99 there, $15.99 there. It don't seem like a lot of money until it starts adding up, until it starts adding up. It starts adding up. When you carry in balances or you have these revolving accounts, it starts to add up. Now, that's my story. Did y'all notice something about what I read to y'all over the phone? Did y'all notice anything? None of these were big bills. I didn't say anything about my electric bill, gas bill, water bill, mortgage, rent. Not even my car note. Now, I don't have a car note, and I don't have a mortgage, and I don't pay rent. But you know what else wasn't on there? Cable. My phone bill. I did it from my phone. Definitely have a phone bill. Oh, I should have put that in there. Oh, you know what? Because, all right, I don't have the T-Mobile app on here. But I got to pay them. So when you add all of those things, and now we're well over 30. We're well over 30. Now, this is my situation. I had to take a look at my situation and say, no, yo, I got to stop. They tagging my account. Like, I'm looking at my phone account. My bank account app. I'm checking it every day. I'm seeing, geez. I make decent money, but I ain't rich. And this is an easy way for somebody who makes decent money to feel like they're working just to pay their bills. You got to get it down. So that 30 plus entries, I need to cut that down to at least 15. I should get it down to 10 or less. But at least I had to take a look at what I'm doing. Most people don't do that. All they know is that they don't make enough money. All they know is that it never seems like they have enough money. But when you take a look at your situation, you can clearly see why you don't have no money. I ain't left the house and I'm spending out of control. On stuff that I don't use, some of it don't even want. You know, like I said, the Peacock app. And the Discovery Plus app, I don't watch nothing on that shit. Those apps would be necessary if I didn't have cable. I got cable. I don't need them. I don't need those apps. They're not showing anything that I'm not going to see. And I know that for a fact. I opened up that Peacock app last night, and I was like, what's this shit? I'm looking at the shows they have on there. These are shows that are already on my TV. Same thing with Discovery Plus. You know, every now and then they add a show or two on there that's not going to be on your cable, you know, so they can draw you in, and that's how they get it. It's only $5.99 a month, $5, $5.99, but it keeps hitting you. They're nickel and diming you. So the same way they are nickel and diming you only for like $6 a month, they're doing that times a million people. It's looking pretty good. So when you say that you're working just to pay your bills, have you taken a look at your situation? I would encourage all of y'all to do what I just did for y'all. Now, I humbly did this shit. I didn't have to do this. As I counted these things before I did this show. Like, do I really want to do this? Like, yeah, I do. Because if I can be honest about it, you can be honest with yourself about it. I don't drink and I don't smoke. But guess what? I don't need to. If I got this shit, drinking and smoking would only exacerbate the situation. Shoot. By the looks of things, I ain't got no money. I ain't got no weed money. I need a raise. That's what I should do. I should go to work on Monday and be like, listen, I need a raise because I can't even get the good weed. You know, I thought you didn't smoke weed. Yeah, but I should be able to still buy the good weed. Like, I can't afford no edibles. I might need an edible. You know what I mean? I heard that thing me having you hallucinating and doing all kinds of crazy shit. You know, I might need to do it. I might need to. What's going on, T. Carry Wright, morning, noon, and night? It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And Carol Chamberlain, mi friend, mi favorita, always a good time. It's great to see you. Stacey White, thanks for coming through today. And I'm always glad to see you in the night. And my brother, yo, Ansel Jones, Baltimore brother, girls can't leave him alone. Emily, a done lap in the house, said Emily. What's going on, y'all? Yeah, man, I mean, listen, that was my situation I was speaking on. And I'm not living check to check. And I'm not working just to pay my bills. But regardless of whatever your financial situation is, you can find a way to do a little bit better in your financial situation if you would just be honest with yourself about the things that you are doing. Be honest with yourself about the way that you're spending. Be honest with yourself about the direction that you want to go into. But if you're paying out too many things because you think that they're cheap or it ain't really a whole lot of money, it's not getting in the way, it starts to get in the way. It's embarrassing, Tony. I'm paying all these bills. I'm paying all these bills. And I don't like it. It's cutting into the fun money. It is. It's cutting into the fun money. I could be saving this money. I could be pouring I could be pouring the extra money into a business project, you know, to make some more money, to be working even more from check to check or living check to check or paying just to pay some higher bills or whatever. But, you know, seriously, if you really take an audit, if you really audit your financial situation like I did, then you'll start to see exactly what you need to do. Pay them shits off and stop using them. If you have apps that you're paying for and you know that you don't use them, get rid of them. Get rid of them. That Audible app, I'm not getting rid of the Audible app. You know why? Because I like Audible. But Audible is $15.99 a month. That shit ain't cheap. Audible high. And I don't be listening to Audible enough. Let's see how many credits I got. I got 7 credits. 7 credits on Audible. You know what that means? That means for 7 months, I didn't order another book. I need to at least, this is what I would encourage you to do. If you at the end of the year, you lose those Audible credits. They don't roll over. They don't roll over. If they rolled over, I would probably have 14 credits. So if you have an app like Audible, go in there, order some books, some audio books, because at least they'll be yours. They'll be yours. So you won't lose them at the end of the year and wind up losing even more money. Or if you don't use the app, you don't really like it, it's not really useful to you, get rid of it. That $15.99 could at least be a nice little lunch date, you know what I mean? Well, for yourself, it's solo. You know, you get a nice little platter, $16, a nice little platter. What's this book? Oh, Jasmine Sullivan. Yeah, I like Jasmine Sullivan. Yeah, oh, look, it's free. The Art of Confessing. Oh, don't Jasmine. I love Jasmine Sullivan. She's great. See, this is why I can't get rid of Audible. But I need to start using it more. So think about the things that audit your bills. Put them out there. Because once you actually look at the things that you're paying for, it can help you to start doing better. It really can. It can help you to start doing better for yourself. But right now, if you think that you're working just to pay your bills, it's probably because you're making too many bills or because you're not being honest with yourself about the bills that you're making for yourself. Like I said, I don't smoke or drink. If you smoke and or drink, then you're adding more to just working to pay your bills. I'm just working to pay my bills. I'm just working to get my thrills. I'm just working to try to be chill, but I'm doing nothing but working to pay the bills. Working to pay the bills, not something to do. But I've been doing it for a while. How about you? And I didn't even really realize it, but I had to get to the bag, and I'm mad. But I'm going to make my situation better. I'm going to heat this thing up, and I'm going to get with a situation that's better for me and mine. Let the sun always shine just like the stars up in the sky. I had to ask myself, how many things can I buy? How many things do I need? Do I need to make myself spin until I start to bleed? I'm milking myself really dry, and I can do better because I know I'm fly. If I'm so fly, how come I'm working with the bills so high? Trying to be the money man, Big Willie. Stop that bullshit. That kind of thinking is silly, that's word. And you can get better than copping birds. Yo, I wish I could cop a bird. Audit yourself, yo. You know, a lot of people out here claiming that they're working just to pay their bills. You may be working harder to create more bills. Stop creating. You only have to pay the bills that you make. Only have to pay the bills that you make. But at some point in your life, just like if you weren't taking responsibility for raising your children or being there for them or providing for them, somebody will come along and say, yo, you're wrong for that. And you need to take a look at the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror and start doing better. The child or those children didn't ask to be born. They didn't ask to come into this world. You brought them into this world involuntarily. You signed up to do this, and you're acting like you don't want to do it, and you're coming up with every excuse in the world of how come you can't get it done. Meanwhile, all of the decent parents, and some of the parents that ain't all that decent, but they're responsible enough, they're all doing what you are shirking your responsibility of doing. Not acceptable. Not acceptable. Do better. Now, so if you know that other people would get on you about taking care of your children, why don't you get on yourself about not doing the things for yourself that would improve your life, at least as well as your financial situation? Or should I say, in terms of your financial situation, you can do it. But you're going to have to be honest. You're going to have to be honest. Got to get in that phone and see what's going on. Getting that phone, see what's going on. Getting that phone, see what's going on. You might have to be eligible for a loan. Speaking of loan, don't borrow money to pay back more money. You know, unless you're going to consolidate your bills to the point where you can get a low interest rate on bills that you have an interest rate on. That becomes part of the problem. We be consolidating our bills, and many of those bills that we're consolidating, we don't have interest on the bills. What are you lumping that in there for? You hustling backwards, you dummy. But like I said, by no means am I any type of financial planner or blah, 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 blah. Look at Carol. Deleting Ansel Jones. Wait a minute. Okay. There we go. Okay. Ansel Jones says, it feels weird working in high school and working as an adult because that safety net ain't there. Okay, let me see what I was saying. Oh, runaway child, running wild. Superfly? You a Superfly fan? Okay. All right, let me see what y'all saying. T. Carrie Wright says, when you're working just to pay the bills, it feels like you can't enjoy life and be happy. True. True. Cal says, I'm working to stack my paper, just watching the stock market scares me. You play the stock market? And she also says, I don't know anyone who does. It's necessary, though. You're talking about as far as auditing your situation? Mm-hmm. TK Wright says, I feel better after I pay bills. Oh, you don't know anyone who likes to pay bills. Well, some people talk like that's their claim to fame. I mean, I still don't understand what people be talking about when they don't want to listen to somebody or they're trying to invalidate something that somebody says. You ain't paying none of my bills. You ain't paying none of my bills. I'll never understand that. Like, what does that have to do with the fact that you need to tie your damn shoes? What does that have to do with the fact that you don't wash your ass? What does that have to do with the fact that you don't know how to get along with people? They ain't paying none of my bills. I don't have to listen to none of them. They say they ain't paying none of my bills. So I don't care about what none of them say. You don't care about what people who pay your bills say, have to say either. You'll tell the people who pay your bills that they don't run your life. Just because you pay my bills, you ain't running my life. TK Wright says, I feel better after I paid my bills because I know that they're paid, but I do not like paying bills. I understand.
The only thing about that feeling secure after I pay the bills thing is I know that in just a short month, they going to have their hand out again. Give me more money, oh, give me more money, oh, give me more money, oh, give me more money, oh. You got to shut those bills down. You got to cut them in half when they come around. Reduce things you have to pay. You make things a bright day. It's going to be all right if you plan well. Everything is going to be all right and sell. Talk to you. TK Wright tonight is going to shine bright. When you get your money right, and your mind right at the same time, you understand what I'm talking about. Carol Chamberlain, you're my friend, but you got to get a little bit more money. Pay me my end. I know you don't owe, but so, yeah. Yeah, Stacey White, what's up with the dough? Can't I get a couple dollars, yo? I'm tired of begging on this thing, but as y'all know, I got bills to pay because I'm a king. And the kingdom is looking kind of bad. They're about to take us out in the mad world. Yo, everything is cool. Everything is cool. Nah, man, we all right. Working just to pay your bills. Some of y'all need to stop lying. You know you ain't working just to pay your bills. Your weed bill ain't a real bill. Your liquor bill ain't a real bill, but you pay it. Your tricking bill ain't a real bill, but you pay it. People, I don't know anybody that goes to the club. You know what I mean? You know, when you're younger, you talking about going to the club. Do people still go to the club? I know, and on records and whatever, they still be talking about the club. I'm like, people go to the club? What's the last time y'all heard somebody talk about going to the club? Where's the club? You know what I mean? I live in Philly. I don't think, I wonder what's a popular nightclub in Philly now. Because I swear to God, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I couldn't point you in the right direction if I tried. Where's the club? Carol, you live in Philly? TK, right? You live in Philly? What? Where's the club? Who goes to the club? You know, y'all have children. Do they go to the club? What club do they go to? And so Jones says, my ends don't have to meet. Just cross paths hand to hand. I like that. My ends don't have to meet. Just cross paths hand to hand. I dig that. That's dope. That was a pretty dope thing to write there. That was pretty, pretty hype. Pretty, pretty, pretty hype. But yeah. The club. Where's the club? Where the club at? Where the club at? Did the clubs shut down during the pandemic and fail to open back up? Where the club?
Maybe if I listened to the radio, I would know where the clubs are. You know, they always advertise the clubs on the radio. I don't listen to the radio. I'll listen to the radio. All right, but anyway. Working just to pay your bills. That may be your situation, but that may be an easily fixable situation. It just may be. But you're going to have to be honest with yourself. You're going to have to take a hard look at what you're doing and how you're spending and how that's going. But this thing can be done. This thing can be done. It can be done. It can be done. Yeah. Watch these little knick-knack things that you may be paying. Subscriptions to certain companies. You subscribe here, subscribe there, blah, blah, blah. Subscribe. All that money adds up, and it takes money away from you. It takes money away from you. Shoot, well, I'm at it. Take a look. Let me see what kind of money came out today. This should be revealing. Let me see. Because a lot of times people only concentrate on the big bills that they pay. Shit is rev. So all of those, I'm looking at my list of debits from my account. So a lot of those things I read to you have come out. It doesn't seem like a lot of money, boom, boom, boom. But it adds up. It adds up. Shoot, it looks to me like the real problem is that I pay my bills. Look at this shit. That Discovery Plus is $7.55. It went up. It wasn't that much before. Watch your subscriptions. Sirius XM is $12.92. Microsoft subscription. Look at this mess. This is a whole mess. Audible is $15.85. You know what? I can't. I have to be just happy that only one thing came out yesterday. I bought some gas. This is a whole mess. I'm starting to get mad at myself. I'm mad at myself. TK Wright says people like to believe that they prioritize life in a way that bills are addressed first, but if they did, there wouldn't be no crab leg shortage right now. I feel attacked. What's a crab leg ever done to you? And so it says, how often do you watch? I don't be watching that shit. Discovery Plus, I don't watch it at all. Peacock, I don't watch it at all. At all. I think I only got the Peacock app because I wanted to see the new Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Because my man Easy the Block Captain was on the show. And they killed him after like 2 episodes. I was like, man, no fair. My favorite battle rapper. He's the greatest. But anyway. So, yeah, I don't need that shit. So I could look at it like, it's only $7.55 a month. No, that's too much for something that you don't use. So $7.55 at the end of the year, that's almost $100. Get it out of there. TK Wright says the ID channel is on Discovery Plus. Yeah, but I also pay for the ID channel on my cable. I don't need the two places. I don't see. I'm not. I don't watch a lot of things on my phone. I just don't. I don't. You know, some people do. A lot of people do. I don't. I like the big screen. I watch things on my tablet. But on the phone, I'm like, even though my phone is pretty big, it's not big enough. Not for me. So, yeah. If you have things that you subscribe to that you're not using, get them up out of there. Free yourself of the bills that they are incurring. Get them up out of there. Tell them, go bye-bye. You go bye-bye. We don't need you no more. We don't need you no more. But this is just one of the ways that you can get around all this living from check to check shit. You can get up from under that rock. You can get from under that rock. Easily. All right, y'all. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs. Birthday shout-out. Birthday shout-out. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 25th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Bodus Sherman, happy birthday to you. And also Jamie Aisha Shepherd turning 41 years old today. And Doll Baby, it's Dollar Bay Sutton turning 45 years old today. And Donald Lyons turning 58 years old today. And Joyce it's African. Amamgbo Akaugu. Okay. Best I can do. And also, Adiemi Bola Ajoke. Happy birthday to you. And Taisha Bernard. Happy birthday to you. And Winston V. Watson, turning 38 years old today. And last but not least, my girl, going all the way back to the 1989. Carla Smith Flanagan. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. March 25th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I hope that the day finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. You don't have to live check to check, and you don't have to work just to pay your bills. More than likely, if you add up all of the things that you pay, you'll find out that the reason you've been working just to pay your bills is because you have not prioritized correctly. You have not done the things that you're supposed to do. You have bitten off way more than you can chew. So even if you made a whole lot more money, you would still be wasting a whole lot more money. You have to find a way to unbalance your situation to the point where you're bringing in more than you're paying out. As it is, the money that you make and the money that you spend are equal. You can't get ahead that way. You can't get ahead that way. You can't. But you can make yourself
have a better day, and I encourage you to do it that way, and everything is going to be a little bit hotter. Yeah, yeah, but you got to get yourself together and tell yourself the truth. And if you do that, you're going to have a lot more money, and it will be the proof that you are more responsible, and you take care of yours, and you have a little more, but more. All right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m. You know, between 1 and 1:30, you know. And I ain't going to be no later than that. Promise. All right, so I want y'all to have a great day. No exceptions. All right. Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah.